This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Wednesday, September 24th. Raw ratings are in, and after last week's disastrous rating of 2.6, that's about as low as it has been in almost a dozen years. Raw was back up above 3.0, but barely. However, what they did get was a piece of evidence that perhaps last week was an anomaly, perhaps accurate, but still an anomaly in that it went up against an incredible Monday Night Football game. The ratings for the Dallas Cowboys game last week drew an 11.6 rating, which was 18.6 million viewers. That's just incredible. This week, Brett Favre, New York Jets, not Giants, but still New York, and San Diego Chargers with LaDainian Tomlinson, 8.9, 11.8 million viewers. In other words, a drop of, what does that equal? 11.8, 18.6. So you're looking at a drop of almost 7 million viewers this week. So a lot of them went back to Raw because the rating went from a 2.6 last week to a 3.05, round up to a 3.1, but 3.05 this week. Almost a jump of a full half rating point. That's a big jump, and I wouldn't say that they delivered on this show anything just remarkably better on paper, in hype, in concept, than they did last week. I mean, Kane versus Ray, you compare that to getting Batista and Shawn Michaels against JBL, JBL teaming up with Chris Jericho, the world champion. That's a stronger main event, no doubt about it, and I'm sure that made a difference. But overall, I wouldn't say that there was any big hot shot on this show that would explain a ratings jump. I think it is Monday Night Football made the difference. Raw did about 4.7 million viewers, so about half of the audience of what ESPN drew on Monday Night Football. It's tough for Raw. Raw used to take great pride in hurting Monday Night Football ratings, and ESPN's not drawn the same ratings that they did on ABC, but it's not that far off. And USA Network has now been unseated as a top-rated cable network in primetime. ESPN was ranked number one for the week of September 15th to the 21st. With a 3.3 average in prime time. That's an incredible average, but that's because of the 11-plus rating, or the 8.9 rating and 11 million-plus viewers for it is 18.6 million viewers last week and 11.6 rating. That, when it averages into the rest of ESPN's programming, really brings that average up. Fox News was actually number two that week with a 2.3 rating. USA, a rare third-place finish, with a 1.9 average, essentially tied with TNT for rating and overall audience levels. Those are perennially the top two, but you throw in the political season and Fox News moves up a notch, and throw in Monday Night Football with an amazingly high-rated Cowboys game, and you end up with ESPN at number one. I think WWE can just kind of stay the course. I didn't sense that they panicked too greatly this week. I think they seem to be wanting to stick with a movement towards some younger wrestlers, and I think that's a good thing. So we'll see. No Mercy has really taken shape. A week from Sunday, WWE presents the first of two pay-per-views in short order, with Cyber Sunday coming up down the line. The top match, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, it's going to have top billing. Most fans would see that as the number one marquee. The intensity, the personal feud, thrown in a ladder match concept, along with World Heavyweight title on the line. It's the top match. The possibility of Shawn Michaels becoming champion is intriguing. Could be a big match. At some point, they're going to have to do Michaels Triple H again and build up to that as a big match and really build a substantial foundation storyline behind that. Don't know when that will be, but someday that'll happen, and how they get there will be fun to see. But this, speaking of Jericho Michaels, we'll stick with that. I'm leery of a ladder match with Michaels, considering he's still healing a minor tricep tear, 20% tear in his tricep. And I mean, one bad landing, and that could tear the triceps, and he could be out months and months. Triple H co-headlining the show against Jeff Hardy. Now, this will be interesting, and we'll see how they handle things on SmackDown this Friday, too, and in tenor by the announcers and TV time that Hardy's given. But does WWE have a problem with the airport incident? And we'll find out as we kind of watch how his push goes. We'll also find out a lot at Cyber Sunday based on how Jeff Hardy is treated during the match. Does he get jobbed pretty cleanly? Is he very competitive before losing on a fluke? Does he win? You know, we'll see if there's a lingering demotion or a desire to demote Hardy based on some leeriness over that airport incident. Matt Hardy defends the ECW title against former champ Mark Henry, who never lost the belt. Hardy's absence was kind of peculiar on ECW this week. That could be a good match. I'd like to see them have a full-fledged pay-per-view match and see what they can produce. I don't know. Obviously, that's at best third match on the card. And really, it's not. I mean, there's other big stars on the show. Big Show against Undertaker, Rey Mysterio, Kane. Those are probably... Well, Big Show, Undertaker's probably a bit... I would bill that ahead of Matt Hardy. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home. But you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the ESUB option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.